Begin the current daf. Let's get in daf lamed gimel. We begin 10 lines down for the top of the yamed, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the previous daf that opened up this parak of Hashaylech. And that is, there is a halacha that a husband, if he sent the agent to go ahead and divorce his wife with a get, if he beats that shliach to the wife, either by getting to the shliach first or to the wife first, and he's mevatlet, it's going to be a get batel, she won't be divorced when the agent then comes and delivers the get. Now, moreover, the Mishnah tells us that originally, the husband didn't even go to the shliach or to the wife. He would convene a little court around himself, he would get 2-3 people, and he would say, I'm being mevatel the get, and it would be batel, because he notified his desire to be mevatlet, and until it gets to our hand, it's not a get. However, the Rebbe Gamliel Hazakin was mesakin that he shouldn't be allowed to do that by himself in front of just a random court. He has to be mevatlet either by telling the shliach or the woman. And the reason for that is, as the Mishnah and our Gemara quotes this, says, mimli tikun olam, because of the tikun being mesakin, rectifying the for the benefit of ha'olam, of the world. Which the Gemara asks, my mimli tikun olam, what does that mean? What was the impetus? What was he trying to fix, to rectify, by having the husband have to be mevatlet in front of the shliach or the woman, and not by doing it himself, by pulling 2-3 guys out of Beis Medrash and saying, okay, you're going to be my bezdin, let's go ahead and be mevatlet the get. So there's two interpretations. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he says, "Mepnei takonas mamzerim." The reason is so that there shouldn't be illegitimate children in Klal Yisrael. And Rish Lakish mepnei takonas agunais. He says the reason is because we don't want to have women that are forsaken, which is what an agun is. Now, that the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechanan Amem Neitakon as Mamzerim, he says the reason why Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin didn't allow him to do it by himself, and you have to go ahead and do it in front of the shliach of the woman, is because of, to prevent illegitimate children. What does that mean? Saval Akur of Nachman, their machlaikis, Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, and how to interpret the Mishnah, is related to a machlaikis that we quoted on the previous daf regarding when what they originally used to do is that they would make their own bezdin, unbeknownst to the shliach and to the woman that's getting the get, and thus be mevatlet, and she's not really getting a get. There's a machlekes, how many members does there have to be in that bezdin? So Rabbi Yechanan holds a Rav Nachman, the Amma Befnei Shnayim. He said that it was enough before the Takan of Rav Gamliel Hazakin to have a court of just 2 judges. Now there's a problem with that. Although Reb Nachman holds that was a sufficient bezin, and it is going to be considered a bitl in halacha, but there's no the word doesn't get out when there's just 2 people. Now, so although halachically it's a bitl, but v'hi lo shama. But the problem is that she never would hear about it. She would never hear about it. She would never know about it. She would go and she'd get married to someone else. Oh, I'm divorced from my husband. Okay, and she gets married to someone else. And that's going to create illegitimate children because you're a married woman. You don't know, but the get that you got is just a piece of paper. It's not a halachically valid get because he was mevatel in front of 2 judges, which is a bezdin according to Rav Nachman, but one that doesn't get the word out because you have to have 3 people to be a bezdin that people will hear about. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan, who says that the tikkun olam was because of tikkun mamzerim, was because he holds a Rav Nachman. Now, Rish Lakish Amem Neitakanas Agunas, he says that the reason is because we don't want women to be forsaken. Savalak Rav Sheshes, he held like Rav Sheshes, the Amem Befnei Gimel, that said that the court that was originally done, that people would just do on their own, was 3 people. Now, Ubeit Lasa Islu Kala, 3 people, the word gets out, and she'll hear about it, and she'll know about it, and she won't go ahead and get married. So even originally, before Gamliel's Takana, there was no concern about Mamzerim. So what was the problem? Actually, the problem was to the contrary. Because actually, she will hear about it, and she won't get married. And that is a problem for making women forlorn. In other words, because through that ability for him to be Mvatla wherever he wants to, in front of 3 people, and he doesn't have to go after her or to the shliach, he could just go ahead and make problems for her. Oh, he's going to send them to get, I'm not interested. And just pull out 3 guys from wherever he wants to. But now that Gamliel was masakin, no. You want mevatel the get? You have to go after the woman or after the shliach. And he's not going to be interested in going through the whole effort of making that journey just to be ma'agin her, just to make it problematic for her that she can't go in and get married. So to prevent that igun, which a husband might do just because he wants to make it challenging for her to get married, because he halachically, there's other avenues that he has, but for her, she's going to be stuck. So that's why Gamliel Hazakin was misakin. He said, no. you want to be mevatlet, you got to go. That means to say, then you're going to be serious, but to be ma'agin, a woman, a person's not going to go through that. He would only do that if it was convenient, but if not, then he might not. So again, that was according to the interpretation of Rav Shlokish, based on Rav Sheish's interpretation that what used to be was three. So now that we have to go and go to the woman or go to the shliach, that was to prevent because of iguna. So Tanabon Lim Labrisis, we know that this is the, as we said, after the takana of Rimuli Lazakin, that you have to go ahead and be mevatel in front of a shliach that you had sent or in front of the woman. However, says the Braisa, bitloy, let's say after Rabbi Gamliel's takana, and that is still, he's mevatlin in front of a bezdin. He doesn't go to the shliach and doesn't go to the woman. So on that, Allah is mevutal. Even though he violated Rabbi Gamliel's takana, still that's mevatl the shlichas, the agent that he had sent, and it is going to be a get bottle. That's the Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Not Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I mean, he says, no, ain't the yachal. Of course the husband cannot. Loy levatloy, neither can he be mevatloy yet, and not even loy lahaisavatanoi. Neither even if there was some condition in the get, he can't even add on to the condition. He can't change a iota in front of a bezdin, unless of course if he goes to the shliach or to the woman. Shim Kane, because if it was like you, Rebbe, that he could do that, meaning although he's not supposed to, but after the fact it would be. Ma koich bezdin, then where do we see the authority, the power of the bezdin, meaning of the takana of Gamliel, that it's yafa, that it should be upheld, if, what do you mean? Anyone could go ahead and violate it, and they could do that, although that's what you instituted, but if we could just do otherwise, and it'll be valid, what type of authority are we giving to the courts? Nothing. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no. If someone is mevatlet, as they used to, violating Gamliel's takana, it's not valid, and it will not be a bittel, and it will be a valid get. Now that the Gemara asks on the interpretation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it says, Umiya Kamidi, is it really such a thing? That biblically, when the husband goes to the bezdin and is mavatlid, it is a nullified get because it didn't come to our hand yet, and he was mavatlid the shliach from being a shliach to execute the gerushin. So biblically, it's really not a get. And so Gamliel Hazakin was masakin not to do that, but biblically it is. Now, so ask the Gemara, Mishum ma koich bezdin yafa, now because of your claim, which is a good claim, but because of your claim that, oh, so what authority are we giving to the courts? Sharinan Ashes Ishli Alma? We're going to permit a married woman to marry other people? Because halachically, biblically, he was mevatel the get. There was no get. She's not divorced. Now, although we don't want that to be because of Takanas Mamzerim or Takanas Agunas, fine. So rabbinically, we're instituting that. But biblically, she's still married because he's mevatel the get. And now you're going to let her go ahead and marry someone else because of your concerns for the courts? How can you do that? Biblically, she's an Ashes Ish. So answers the Gemara in, yes, we could do that. Why? Because Kol Mekadesh, any man that gets engaged to a woman, Adaita Derabbanan Mekadesh, it's based on the premise and the construct of the rabbis. And that is, when he wants his Kedushin, and that's the text that we say, it's Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. According to the laws of Moshe and the Jewish people, which is what were accustomed to us by the sages of the Jewish people. Now, v'afkiin the rabbanon lekedushin minei, and the rabbis, they said that if a woman gets such a get, that although yes, biblically it's not a get, so hence she should still be considered a married woman. But you know what the rabbis did? They said that we want such a get to happen. Because we don't want you to be allowed to be mevatel yourself, not going to the shlich and not going to the woman. Again, either takanas mamzerim, takanas agunas. And therefore, if she gets such a get, you know what happens? You don't want her to be divorced? She's never married to you. She never got married because we are the authorities who define what is married and what's not. And you yourself got married based on that premise. And therefore, if she's getting such a get, although, again, you're being mevatel the get, and it should be like she's still a married woman, but we're going to say it will be valid. How? Biblically, it's not. You're right. We're not really going to say it's a valid get. We're going to say if she gets such a get, she was never married to you in the first place. And therefore, by hook or by crook, we're going to be upholding this ma'koyich bezin yafa, even if he's mevatel, and even though biblically it's considered a bittel in the get. Now, that the Gemara asks. Amali Ravinal Ravashi says, look, Tenach, I understand the svara, the logic of the Gemara's answer, the kaddish b'kaspa. If the original kedushin was with this husband, again, that he was mevatel the get, not in front of the woman or the agent, is that the kedushin was with money. Where there, I understand you could say that the rabbis excluded, they removed the kedushin aspect by getting this rabbinic get, where, again, although biblically it's not a get, but rabbinically they're considering a get, how could they do that? By saying, look, if you don't agree to it, then we're going to say she was never married to you in the first place. Now, what does that mean? But the husband gave the woman money. So they say, we're redefining that money. That money was a gift. We're saying that it wasn't halachically a kedushin because we decide what's kedushin and what's not. So, and that was the premise when he got engaged to her, was kedas melisha b'Yisrael. But, asks Ravina, kadish b'biya, if however, if the kedushin was with an act of cohabitation, which the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin and Daf Dalma Beis, we learn that from Kiyikach ish ish ubala, that one of the ways of getting engaged, kedushin, is with bia. My, what type of removal or redefinition, ikkala, maybe can you say with that cohabitation? What is that, if not kedushin? It would be a violation of sorts. It is only an act of kedushin. So how are you redefining that now? That there you're going to be stuck. Because the rabbis, what are they going to do with that kedushin? It was with bia. And only it's permitted between the married man and with his wife. So what are you going to do with that? How are you going to requalify that? Must be that there it is kedushin. And that's the case. She has to get divorced. But it's not a biblical divorce because he was mavatlet. So how are you saying in that case, imkei ma'koyich bezin yafa? So the Gemara says, no, there too. Shavu rabbanon lebilasei. The rabbis considered that bia that he was mekadesha with retroactively through this get that she's receiving, the one that he was mevatel in front of a court, not in front of the husband and the wife, they consider now that original kedushin that he did with that bia, a be'ilas zunus, they actually remove the concept of kedushin from that bia, which they have the authority to, again, as we said, because that was his intention when he was mekadesha, based on the construct of the rabbis. They said, you know what that bia was? It was a bia of znus, as if she was a zayna, not a wife, because we're redefining now, based on this rabbinic get, that she was never married to in the first place, and therefore that explains Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's concept, where yes, that you cannot go ahead and be mevat leget, shaloi bifnei the isha and the shliach, and if you did, then we're going to say that you were never married to her in the first place, and that is within the rights of the rabbis, because that's the whole premise of kedushin in the first place. And therefore, you could say makoyich bezin yafa, even if he was mekadeshar with the bia. That's one machlekes, Rabbi and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So, Tanya Rabban, when the Braisa, another machlekes, Rabbi and Reb Shimon Gamliel, related. Amala sara kisvu get leishti. If a man tells to 10 people, I want you to write a get for my wife. Now, the Gemara tells us later on, the Samachvav Mabez, that as long as you didn't say the word kulchem, I want all of you 10 to write this get for my wife, then all you need is, although he said to the 10 of them, write a get for my wife, and he said in the plural, one writes and two sign. You don't need all of them to sign. Now, regarding such a case, there's a machlekes. The first opinion says, yochel levatel, the husband could nullify, and he could tell two of the 10 people, I don't want you to write a get for my wife. You two, I lost favor in you guys. Can't. So he could be mevatel them, zeh shaloi bifnei zeh. Although it's not in front of all the rest of the 8 people, he could tell two of them, I don't want you to be writing a get for my wife. I saw the way you smile. I don't want you guys to be a part of this. And that's not going to be uprooting the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, who he said that when yiming mevatel, the giving of a get, has to be in front of the shliach, or the woman has to be in front of them. That's not a problem in this case. That's every Rebbe. It's okay. You could tell some of them you don't want them to write the get, even though it's not in front of all of them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he says, as we'll see according to the first interpretation, that's l'shitasa, as according to his opinion in the first machlekes, he says, no, ein yochel levatel, that this is also part of the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Hazaken, where you can't be mevatel some of them, where and not in front of the other ones, and actually if you are going to mevatel some of the witnesses, some of the 10 people, and not in front of the others, actually it will not be a bittel. And even those people could go ahead and write the get and give it to the woman. Because if they cannot, then you run into what we said before, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel had said, Im kein makoyich bezin yafa, and then what strengths are we giving to the courts who said that it has to be in front of the people that you gave the authorship to give the get? Here also, you cannot be mevatel el zeh b'fnei zeh. No, you have to have everyone present. They're like the shluchim. Just like we said before, the shliach has to be notified. You can't tell other people. Here also, you have to tell all of them. If you tell only some of them, that's not considered bittel at all, and they could still go ahead and write the get. Now, but my kamiflik. Now the Gemara asks, what is the machlekes, the argument between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel in this second machlekes? So now the Gemara says, be'edish shabat lemiktsasa but lekula kamiflik. They're arguing about the concept about regarding witnesses that are partially nullified. Do we say that now the whole thing is nullified? Now, where Rebbe said, Rebbe holds, Eidisha batla miktsasa, regarding testimony, where only part of it is batla, which is the case over here. He told 10 people, right, to give him my wife. Two of them, he says, no, you guys are out of the picture. So part of it is batla. So as we continue in Talmud Beis, he holds, loy batla kula, that we don't say the whole testimony is going to be batla now. Now, therefore, what Rebbe held was, Rebbe Gamliel would not be concerned in this situation where, as we said, making a court and to make a takana regarding such a thing, where, as he said regarding the first halacha of, oh, bitloy, it's not going to be batal, where, because here there is no tikkun olam. Why not? Why here wouldn't apply a takana? Because vi'i azli hanach, because if the rest of them, the other eight, who didn't have the bitl in front of them, if they go and kasvi v'yahavi, and they write a get and they give it to the woman, and she goes and she gets married with it, lichtivu v'leisvu. What do you mean? Let them write it and let them give it, because that's going to be an appropriate marriage, because eidisha batla miktsasa, although he's mevatel some of them, it's lay batla kula. So here you're not running into any problems. In other words, Rimlil Hazakan's takana was because of misinformation, miscommunication, where he's going to take a court and they're not going to hear about it. He says, no. You have to tell the people that you authored, or else we're going to run into problems. Says Rebbe, in this situation, there is no such problem, because even though the other eight don't end up hearing about it, and they go, even though part of them were batel, it's okay. Because Eidish HaBatel Miktas is Lay Batel Kula, they're still invested with the authority to give the get to the woman, so it's okay. But Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Saver, he holds Eidish HaBatel Miktas HaBatel Kula, that if part of the witnesses are batel, then all of them are batel. And therefore, even if you have two people left over that are still Eidus, that weren't nullified in front of them, they're also going to be batel. They're not valid witnesses to create a get. Now, the problem is, v'hanach lo yadi. Now, if you're not doing it in front of everyone, the rest who didn't hear about the bitl, they don't know. The azli v'chasav yahavi, they're going to go, they're going to write, and they're going to give it to the woman, and she's going to get married with a get pasul. V'shari eishas shishli almin. You're going to be permitting a married woman to get married to other people. So therefore, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, this case runs into the same framework as the other halacha that we mentioned of if you regarding that you cannot be mevatlet shaloi bifnei hashliach or isha, because they're not going to know about it. Here also Reb Shimon Gamliel says the same thing, because eidish abat lemuktzas abat lekula, and if you can mevatlet in front of this, only some of them, the rest are not going to know, and they're going to go ahead and give it, and they're going to be giving a get puzzle. So therefore, you can only be mevatlet in front of all of them together. That's one interpretation. V'ibay same, or if you want, you could say a different interpretation in this second machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. The kuliyama that everyone holds, eidish abat lemiktsasa loy bat lekula, that actually the rest of the witnesses do not become batel, which now and moreover, that means to say that there's no gezeira, where that was the first interpretation in Reb Shimon Gamliel, where according to Rebbe that makes sense. If they're not batel, so good, so the others could go right, and they're going to go right. Now, and Reb Shimon Gamliel, therefore, should also agree to that. That there's no gezeira. What's the concern? Let them go ahead and write. But v'hacha taimed Reb Shimon Gamliel, here the reason of Reb Shimon Gamliel, you're right, it's not because of a takana like Reb Gamliel Hazakan in our Mishnah. Rather, it's because kisava, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that the bittel that he's doing for some of them is not going to be a bittel until he's mevatel in front of all of them, is for a different reason. Because the milsa de misavda ba'apei sara, something that was done in front of 10 people, where here he said, write a get for my wife, he said in front of all these 10 people, tzricha be'asara lemishlafa. So he needs 10 people to remove it. And therefore, it gets reinterpreted now. When Reb Shimon Gamliel said in the second machlekes, eino yochel, it's not as we first interpreted that he's not allowed to, that it's an isser, because of a concern that the rest might go ahead and give it and it's really a get pasul. It's not because you're violating a takana. Rather, what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying is he doesn't have the authority invested in him to mevatlet only in front of all 10. So it's not an isser. He's just saying it's not going to be a bittel. And therefore, even those two people that you mevatlet could still go ahead and write it, because a bittel only works in how it was originally done. So since it was said in front of 10, you need 10 to mevatlet. That's machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now, based on these two different interpretations, the Gemara says, Ibailu, that's the following question. Let's say the husband says, Kulchem, I want all of you 10 people to sign on the get. Where that, as the Gemara says later on, Dav Samach Vav Mabeis, the halacha is it's not going to be a get until all of them actually sign on it. Now the question is, Mahu, what's the halacha going to be? Is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel going to say it's Aser, not to Mevatel one or two, not in front of the others? And that is, as the Gemara is going to explain, it actually depends on the two different versions in what is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion in this machlekes. Do we say time and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that the reason of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where, as we quote him in the Braiso, where he doesn't say kulchem, he doesn't say all of you. The reason why he holds eino yochel, he cannot do this, is mishum diksava edish about miktsasa about lukula. Is it like the first version says, because when you mevatel part of the edim, all the edim are going to be basel. Now, therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was concerned that maybe those who don't know that they're batel, because they weren't notified, only some of them were notified. Now, halachically, they're not okay, but they don't know that. Maybe they're going to go ahead and write it and give it. But vahani, kiven da'amal hukulchem. But in this case that we're discussing, since he said, all of you, there's not going to be that concern that, because the reason is because they will know. Because they know that all of them have to sign. Now, as long as not all of them are going to sign, le'matzu kasev yavi, they're not going to be able to go ahead and write and give. Because they're waiting with the other two. We can't go ahead and write to get. He said kulchem. And they're never going to come because they're batel. So you're never going to run into the problem. So according to the first version of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it would be okay in such a situation. Or do we say that the reason Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is like the second version? Bishum diksava is because he holds anything that was done in front of 10 people, which is this case too, where he says, Kulchem, I want all of you 10 to sign on this get. So you need to have 10 people to undo it. Therefore, even in the situation where he says all of them, where it's not going to be a bittel at all. And therefore, it would come out that even those two people that is mevatel in front of them would be able to sign with the rest and to give it. So that's the question. According to the first version, when you say kulchem, it will be a good bittel, even though you do it only some of them and not in front of the others. According to the second version, it's not going to be a bittel, and even those two that you mevatel to, it's not a bittel. You need all 10 to mevatel, and even they could go ahead and still sign the get and give it. So what's the halacha? According to which version do we pass it? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's make a right from the following braisa. The braisa says, Amal Ishnaim, if let's say a husband says to two people, Tnu get l'ishti, I want you to give a get to my wife. So on that, we have the following machlekes, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and from there we'll see according to which version Rabbi Shimon Gamliel actually holds like. So the first opinion says, Yochai levatel, that the husband could be mevatel, and hence it's going to be a bittel, and that this one that he's being mevatel will not be valid to be an aid until he tells him that he could be. Zeh shalei befnei zeh. He can go over to one of the two aidim and say, look, I don't want you giving a get to my wife. And he could even do that not in front of the other. That's Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, eino yochel levatel. He cannot be mevatel. And hence what that even means, as Rashi explains, is that even the guy that he's telling that he's being mevatel is not becoming batel, and he actually is valid still to go ahead and sign the get. Only if it's done when both of them are in front of him at the same time, then he can be mevatel. But he can't do it, one, not in front of the other. So proves the Gemara, v'hashnayim d'chi kulchem dami. A case of telling two people to write a get for him is like a case of 10 people where you're saying that all of you should sign. The reason being is because by two, all of them, all two of them, have to sign because you can't have less than two witnesses on the get. And therefore, in such a case, when there's two people, zeh shalei befnei zeh, there's no concern that maybe one's going to go ahead and sign not in front of the other person. And yet still, upligi, still they argue, and that is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that he cannot be mevatel. So obviously, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that, in other words, what is his opinion, as we quote him in the second Braisa, it's not that he's saying an isser, because what type of isser? What should be a concern in the case of two people? What's the problem? What are you going to run into? The other one's going to go to do it himself? You can't have one aid on the get. Rather, it must be like the second version, that it just isn't a bittel. You could only be mevatel in front of how many people you had authored it to be done. And you said it in front of two, you have to mevatel in front of two. And therefore, that answers our question regarding kulchem. That it must mean, in the case of kulchem, that if you mevatel it in front of two, that it's not going to be a bittel. Because even though you're not going to run into problems, that's not the purpose of his halacha. It's not because of edesh abatel, mitzas abatel kula. It's because of however many you did in front of, that's how many people you need to undo it. And then the Gemara rejects the Raya. Amar Vashi, he says no. E, if these two people that this Bryce is talking about, when he says to two people, Tnuget Le'ishti, were Be'ede Kesiva, were witnesses that you wanted to write and to sign on the get, says Rav Ashi, no, I could tell you, Hachinami, that Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that he could be Mevatl one not in front of the other, and his Bittl would be a Bittl, because, says Rav Ashi, I could tell you that the reason of his is because, like the first version says it, that it's a Gezerah, but here, there is no such a Gezerah, as we explained before, according to the first version, because the second guy can't do it by himself. Now, but Hachamai Eskina, you want to understand the Braisa, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, when he tells two people, says you cannot do it one in front of the other, is talking about Be'edei Hoylocha, when he's having witnesses of transporting the get. In other words, when the Braisa says, Tenu get Zele Ishti, originally we were translating as, meaning, write up the get, and then give it to my wife. That's what Rav Ashi is saying, that no. The Tenu, actually, when he's telling the two people, is there's a get that's already written up. I want you guys to be the agents to give it over to her. Where here you do run into the problem. Because if you tell one person, I don't want you to be one of the two people to deliver the get to my wife, the other one will go on his own and he will give it. Now the reason is because this is not testimony where both of them have to be there. It's just a shlich. It's just an agency. So he's going to go ahead and deliver it himself. But he doesn't know that actually the whole shlichus is batel. He can't go by. He's not allowed to go by himself. Because halacha is a shlicha shabatl miktasa, which again, we're going with the premise of the first opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, is batl kula. And just like, just like when we say that is mevatl one, the other one does become batl. Oh, so then you are going to run into the problem over there of the gezeira, if you do it in front of one and not in front of the other one might go by himself. So therefore, we could say like the first version, because here you would run into the problem, again, by writing the get, he knows. Everyone knows you need two witnesses. But by shlichus, not everyone knows that if both of them were appointed to be the shlich, that the other one can't go. If one of them is not coming along in the trip, he doesn't know that batla miktasa, batla kula would apply to shlichus too. Therefore, it would apply the concern of the gezeira of Rav Shimon Gamliel, even according to the first version. And actually, says the Gemara, hachinam mistab. It actually makes sense to interpret the braisa the way Rav Ashi refuted the proof, that it's like the second version. Actually, it would make more sense to say it's like the first version, that we're talking about Ede Hulacha, witnesses meaning of the transportation of the get. And the reason is because of the concern that maybe one's going to go without knowing that the other one was batel and that he's also batel. Why? Because the Ketani Sefer, we learned at the end of that Braisa, says, but if Amar Lezeh Befnei Atzmai, Ulezeh Befnei Atzmai, let's say in the beginning, when he made them shluchim, he didn't tell them both together. Rather, he said to one of them, I want you to give over the get to my wife. Then he said to the other one, look, I gave a get to that guy to give to my wife. If you want, you could also go ahead and be a second shliach to divorce her. Says the Bryce, in such a case, yachal levatel zeh shalei befnei zeh. Then he could be mevatel even one, not in front of the other. And he'll be able to mevatel that one guy, whoever he is, not in front of the other, from the halacha of being a shliach. The reason being is because if the one who is mavatla divorces her, she's not mugureshes. But if the second one goes ahead and gives her the get, then she is going to be divorced because originally when he made them shluchim, it wasn't at the same time. In other words, it wouldn't apply the principle of shlicha shabat l'mektasa bat l'kula because it's not a bat l'mektasa. Each one was made their own shliach. And therefore, if this guy who goes and doesn't know about the bitl of the other one and gives it to the woman, it will be a valid divorce. So therefore, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, in such a case, I agree that it could be mevatel one not in front of the other. So says the Gemara, I amrit b'shloima, if we say like Rav Ashi, that it's talking about be'edei halacha, we're talking about that the people that were saying give the get to my wife, we're talking about delivery of the get. So Shapa, that makes sense, where you could say that originally when he appointed these two people, he said one separately, and the other one separately, because it's not an edus, it's not a testimony where, let's say, they have to see something or hear something, which originally when you make them, they have to be together at the same time, which would be the case of, let's say, he told them to write the get to sign on the get, where then they have to be made edus together, have to be one unit of edus. Here it's just a shlich, it's a delivery. So he could tell one guy, he could be the shlich himself, and he could tell the other guy. But if you say, the way the Gemara had assumed when they tried to bring a raya from this braisa, that it's talking about witnesses that were told to write and to sign on the get and then give the get to the wife, well, there you need to have a complete valid testimony in Edus. There, mi mitzdarfi? Could they combine? In other words, when he tells one on his own and then he tells another one on his own to go ahead and combine? And that's obviously not the case, because the master says, ein edusa mitzdarefes, their testimony does not combine, at sheyirush neyim ke'echad, until both of them see it together at the same time, the testimony. Therefore, says the Gemara, seemingly, it's actually indicative that it's talking about ed halacha, and it would be more reasonable to say it's like the first version of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that's why it's possible, not like the second version. Now, that the Gemara rejects the raya and says, no, dilma kribishua ben karchas, really. It's not a raya. You're right, it could be either one, and the Gemara is not resolving the question. But we could say, like, the Tana of the Brisa holds like Rav Shimon Karcha, who he argues, and this is brought in the second packet of Masechta Ksubis and Masechta Sanhedrin, that he says that actually even by full-fledged edus, like edus of writing and signing on the get, you actually could appoint them each one not in front of the other, and therefore it's not a raya. It could be that it's talking about Ede Kesiva, and then actually that would support the second version of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, which by regarding, and that would have the ramifications in Kulchem. And however, although it says at the end of the Braisa that he can make one and not in front of the other, that's not a problem, even though it's talking about Ede Kesiva Chasima, because it's going like Rebbe Shimon ben Karcha, who holds that you could do one not in front of the other, and therefore the Gemara doesn't resolve conclusively according to which interpretation does Rebbe Shimon Gamliel really hold. What's the reason why he says it's usser when he told 10 people and he wants them to batel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh? And therefore it doesn't resolve the question regarding when he says kulchem, which obviously is contingent on according to which interpretation do you say, if it's because of a gzera that wouldn't apply by kulchem. But if you say like the second version that it's because of that you have to undo in front of how many you had made it, then it would have the problem and it would not be a bittel. Now, regarding these two machlekes in Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara concludes and says, "Amar Rav Shmuel by Yehuda." It says, "Shamet mi neder Rav Abba tarti." It says, "I heard from Rav Abba two things." In other words, regarding these two machlekes in Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, one was again the first machlekes of the Takana of Rav Gamliel Hazaken in our Mishnah, where he says that you're not allowed to be mevatlet not in front of the woman or the agent. So there was a machlekes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. What happens if he is mevatlet still not in front of them? If that's going to be bittel or not? And also the second machlekes that we were just discussing now regarding if he can mevatel some of the edim, not in front of the other people that he had told 10 people to write, and two people he says, I don't want you to be part of that. Could he do that not in front of the other ones? So he says, I heard from Reb Abba, who he said the halacha by both of these halachas, and he said, Chada k'rebi v'chada k'rebi Shimon Gamliel. He says, one of them the halacha is like Rebbe, and one's like Reb Shimon Gamliel. But he says, v'leyadana, I don't know, hey k'rebi v'hekeb Shimon Gamliel. I don't know which one's like Rebbe and which one is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now on that, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, he says, let us see, we'll figure it out. Because the Chai Asa, Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said as follows, he says, Maisa, there was an incident, V'asa Rebbe, and Rebbe did, and this is brought him Sechts Ksubis, and Perkamon, Zainis, and Avkofim at Aleph, that Rebbe did Kedivri Chachamim. He paskin like the Chachamim. And this is in the context where they say, the opinion of the Chachamim is, that the Shum Hadayonim, which is the evaluation that the judges give to a certain sale, if they go lower than a sixth of how much the value really is, or if they go higher than a sixth how much the value is, the Chacham say that mechrim batel, that's an invalid sale. They're too way off the mark, and although they're trying to be productive in what they're instituting in the court, that is way beyond, and that sale is invalid. Now, that's how Rebbe Paskin, and if the courts had gone beyond a sixth higher or a sixth lower, he says, no, that's not valid, and it has to be undone. That was a big name in the family, where he said as follows, Im Kain, if you're passing like the Chachamim, Ma Koyech Bezdin Yafa, then what are you giving the authority to the courts? Meaning, if they're not exactly as within this range of a sixth, either higher or lower, then what they did, it has no validity, then what power of authority are you giving to the courts? And therefore, it tells us that the Gemara, so Rebbe actually retracted when he heard this, and he did like Reb Shimon Gamliel, which is that he retracted, and he said that actually, no, what they had done is done, even though it's beyond a sixth, either higher or lower. So what we see from that incident is that Rebbe ultimately retracted, and he held like his disputant, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel,
to give a power of authority to the courts. So obviously that we see regarding at least the first machlekes Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel, regarding even that if the courts say, don't do this, like Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, don't be mevatled yourself in front of three people and not telling the woman or to the shliach, Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel said, it's not going to be a bittul. So obviously, and what was the foundation, what was the svar, what was the logic of Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel saying that? Because it came out koyach bezen yafa. If Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken made a takana, we have to be able to give that this way or no way. You can't go ahead and do otherwise. So obviously, if Rebbe, who was the disputant, ended up doing it like Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel, obviously we see that if bitloy einoy mevotel, and there the halacha is going to be like Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel. Now says Rabbi Yosef, let's move on. Umidaha ker Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel. So if in this area of halacha we see that it's like Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel, so then must be by process of elimination, since you said one's like Rebbe Yehoshua ben Gamliel, that hach ker Rebbe, then must be that the second machlokes that they had regarding could you be mevatel some of the edim shaloi bifnei acherim, not in front of the other edim. Let's say when he tells 10 people to write a gift for his wife, that it is going to be a bittul like Rebbe held, and therefore that resolves the halacha. And the Gemara tells us, "Va'af Rebbe Yeshua de Menusha, so to Rebbe Yeshua from Usha, Savar Chadik Rebbe v'Chadik Ker Rebbe Shem Gamliel." He also held that that's the halacha. One's like Rebbe, and one's like Rebbe Shem Gamliel. And as we saw, as we find this, because the Amar Rabbah B'Bachan, he says, "Chamisha Savi Havin and Kamed Rebbe Yeshua de Menusha." We were five elders in front of Rebbe Yeshua from Usha. Now, Asa Hahu Gavar Kameh. There was a certain man that came in front of him, Va'ashkele Gita Al Karche, and he forced the man to give a get. Now, this is like those cases I mentioned in Masechet Ksuba Daf Ayin, where it says Yetzi Beit Ksuba, you're compelled, you have to divorce and you have to give the Ksuba. So he forced the man to give a get. Now Amalan, so they this is what Rabbi Rabbanan was saying, that Rabbi Yeshua told us the witnesses. He said that after he was able to get out of the man, which he has to agree, he has to say Roitzani, he has to agree that he's going to give a get. So after he finally consented, after he finally got him to such a place, so he said to us, Zilu Atmuru, you the witnesses, go ahead, conceal yourselves, so that he shouldn't go ahead and see you the witnesses and be mevatel the get that you're writing in front of you the witnesses. And then, v'kasvala, so go ahead, conceal yourselves and write the get. So now the Gemara proves that he also holds ones like Rebbe and ones like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. How so? V'isal kataitach, if you'd entertain regarding the first machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that halacha is kirebi like Rebbe, and that is if you mevatel in front of two other people, it's going to be batel. So ki mitamri mahava. What would Rebbe Yeshua have gained by having the witnesses hide? Who cares? He could be mevatled even not in front of the ones who are authored to give the get, not in front of the shliach. So obviously, you see that regarding that machlekes, he also agrees is like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Obviously, that regarding the first machlokes, he holds like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel that you cannot, and even if you're overriding Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, it's not going to work. Has to be in front of the shluchim themselves. Now, moreover, now, if you would entertain to say that regarding the second machlokes, that when you have some, you'd be mevatel some witnesses not in front of the other ones, that there he also held like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel that. Then why would he tell them to go hide? He should just tell them, levadru avdure. He just tell them, go ahead and go in separate places, just that he won't find you all together in the same place, because Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds that he cannot be mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. So even if he goes to all of you because you're not hiding, it won't help. So obviously, we see that he also holds to this concept that regarding the first machlek is like a Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and regarding the second machlek is the halacha is like Rebbe. However, v'rava am Rav Nachman, Rav says the name Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rebbe b'shtan. Halacha follows like Rebbe by both of them that no, actually in bitli it is mevotel, and also that in vatel in some in front of some of the edim it'll be batel even shalai b'fnei the acher. The Gemara asks, but less little Rav Nachman, Makoyich Bezen Yafa, does Rav Nachman not hold of, because up until now, the two that we quoted agree that halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the first machlekes, because you can't be mevatel shloi b'fnei ha'ish or b'fnei ha'shliach, because Rav Gamliel HaZaken said, no, it has to be done that way, and if you're going and violating and it's going to be valid, so then what's the authority that we're giving to the courts? So if Rav Nachman's passing the halacha is like Rebbe, that it is going to be good after the fact, he doesn't agree to this concept of Makoyich Bezen Yafa, but asked the Gemara, Va'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman had said over halacha in the name of Shmuel, as we continue on top of Lamed Amud Aleph, regarding the following halacha. Yusaimim, when there are minors that are orphaned, Shebao lachlik b'nichsi avin, that they're coming to split up their father's estate. So the halacha is that bezdin mamidin lehen apotropos. The courts appoint to every orphan their own caretaker for every single orphan. Ubarin lehen, and every single apotropos chooses and selects a chelek yafa, the best portion for the yasin that he's taking care of, so that everyone should get the best portion possible. We give each one a public defender. We give each one someone that's protecting his interests. Now, however, says Shmuel, higdilu yichayin limchis. So although they get their portion, but when they get older, they could protest and say, no, that wasn't my best interest. The guy you gave me, this guy who was taking care of me, doesn't know what he's talking about, and he could protest, and it could be undone. That's what Shmuel says. And that's what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. But Rav Nachman, the day on, Rav Nachman himself said his own opinion that, no, higdilu ein yichayin limchis. Even when they get older, they can't protest. And the reason he says is dimkein makoyich bezdin, because then what are we doing with the authority of the court who appointed him an apotropos, a caretaker? Yafa, what good does it do if when any one of them becomes older, he could protest and the whole thing is undone? So the Gemara's question is, how could Rav Nachman say that halacha is like Rebbe regarding the first machlokes, which obviously is saying that we don't paskin based on makoyich bezdin yafa, when Rav Nachman himself says that we do say makoyich bezdin yafa and we don't allow the yisayim when they get older to undo the halacha of apotropos? And the Gemara answers, that's not a contradiction, because it depends on the context. Hasam mamayna, there by the orphans, is talking about monetary law. Now there it's very easy for us to uphold the court's decisions based on the halachic principle, what's called hefker bezdin hefker. As the Gemara elsewhere teaches, that the courts can declare someone's money, some monetary law, ownerless. They could say, no, it's not yours, someone else is in there. But there, yes, we'll say makoyich bezdin yafa, we won't allow the orphan, when he gets older, to overturn what we had made for him through the apotropos. But hacha isura, here where Rav Nachman saying the halacha is like Rebbe, is because we're talking about an iser, a prohibitory law of a married woman. Now, based on the logic of makoyich bezdin yafa, Rav Nachman held, we're not going to go ahead and withdraw a kedushin. That's something else. And therefore there he held that Allah is going to be like Rebbe, and that is, although we don't want you, and that was Rav Lil Hazak and Sakana, not to mevatel in front of a bezdin without the woman and the shliach's knowledge, but if it was done, it was done. And we're not going to say makrech bezdin yafa to say that a married woman is no more a married woman. There, we're not going to say that. Again, in contrast to where, yes, Rav Nachman does agree, you will say makarech bezin yafa by din amamanis, by monetary law.